This is Juliet, so you can hear my voice, whoever's going to be transcribing.
And this is Anna. This is my voice.
His voice just dropped.
A decibel.
This is Anna, and my voice will probably go up and down a decibel as we're talking.
So I wanted to talk about class.
Yeah, it's actually the official name is class.
Oh.
But I know it's a little bit, there's been a little bit of, people ask that a lot. The official name is class, the website is classclassclass.org. And so people call it class, which is totally great.
I see.
That's fine.
You know, I guess that's just what I've been seeing.
I like how class sounds, actually.
I like class because it already generates, like, a lot of ideas about energy and sort of, like, also that there's no break in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that once you actually figure out that so many people are teaching mm-hmm. in the context of it, it sort of makes a lot of sense that there's, like, this thing, class, like,
right,
it's
right,
all
right.
Sort of pulled together.
It's interesting, the thing, this is just an idea right off the bat, but one thing I want to mention about so many people teaching, it's really great how that developed. But it's also interesting because one of my original thoughts was to have people teach for a longer period of time, like
mm-hmm.
at least a month or something.
Uh-huh.
But just because of people's schedules and various things like that, people ended up teaching for short. There are people that are teaching for 3 weeks, but yeah, because of all that stuff, it ended up being that a lot of people got on board, which is awesome. So we have 25 teachers.
Oh my God, 25 teachers.
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
A quarter of 100.
Well, there's also workshops every Sunday, and so those are more like one time things.
Right.
Yeah.
So did you approach people to teach, or did people come to you?
We approached people because I don't think the word was out there before it was all set up.
Mm-hmm.
So we approached everyone, I think.
And was, in approaching
there was
people...
There's a couple people that approached us, but for the most... And people have approached us since, you know, but...
And were the people that you have had conversations with about a desire to teach, or...?
Some. I know that I had talked about teaching with Jimmy before,
mm-hmm.
For me, my personal interest in it, and I know that she had spoken to Luciana about
mm-hmm.
wanting to teach
mm-hmm.
before, and...
It was interesting when I saw the people who are teaching, I know that for myself, there were a number of those people that I had had conversations with them about their desire to start to teach. And some of those people had approached me about, like, how do you start teaching in New York? You know what I mean? And I thought that it was so... And I never feel like I have a good answer.
Right.
Because there just isn't a good answer. Because there's not a lot of... Obviously, this is responding to, there's a need for an environment where people can begin that process.
Yeah.
And continue. But I thought that it was so interesting because that conversation for me was already out there, sort of in the dance world, like, okay, where's the place that we can sort of begin without having, like, this big history of teaching behind us?
Yeah.
Sort of be, you know?
I mean, I think that what was interesting, too, is that, like, all the people I feel, like, involved or that we were approaching are all people that have a lot of information
mm-hmm.
and have been, like, doing really interesting and amazing work with themselves
mm-hmm.
and different people. So it makes sense. And we approached a couple people that, you know, didn't feel, like, you know, that I would have thought would be chomping
mm-hmm.
at the bit to teach, but weren't,
mm-hmm.
didn't really feel like it was the right time for them or didn't feel like they know what they would want to teach.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an interesting thing because it's...
Well, part of what I think also is so neat about what you're doing is you're letting people design, you know, exactly what it is that they want to be teaching as opposed to having to fit into, whether it be a structure of like, oh, the class has to happen in this amount of time, or the class has to be technique, or it has to be comp, or, you know, there's like, it seems like there's a fantastic overlapping of ideas.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we wanted to address you know, what was exciting to people, like, mm-hmm. in terms mm-hmm. of making work and being dancers and just give them that freedom. Like, there was no aesthetic agenda. There was no, you know, there was no agenda, really, yeah. except for, like, developing their own ideas and, right. like, playing with what they were interested in. Yeah, I mean.
And it's also, I mean, it seems to me so interesting because I've been talking about this for many years now, but, like, how the whole paradigm has shifted a lot about how you would come to New York and, like, you would dance for a big company, you know, and how, by dancing for a big company, that became sort of your public persona. And that I know for myself, definitely dancing with John Jaspers was a way of being like, oh, I dance. Like, it legitimized somehow in an external view
yeah.
that I'd had this experience and that I'd had this kind of, you know, dance history. Whereas those opportunities just don't exist anymore either.
Yeah.
You know, they're not the entree into,
yeah.
like, this is what I do. So to have these people who have, like, a myriad of different experiences, but they're not, you know, quantifiable in that traditional sense, I think is really exciting to kind of break that mold.
I feel like it's even following, I mean, it's interesting that it's happening now because I feel like it's, when I graduated from school, I feel like it was at the tail end of that.
Yeah, yeah.
That was still like the idea.
Right.
But it hadn't quite, and I feel like since then, things have really shifted.
Absolutely.
In the way that people are taking charge of what they want to do and I think that that's so great. Like, I love that. And I think that this is kind of following that,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, like,
exactly.
how do you, it's almost like people are sort of taking charge of that with their own artwork and their own, you know, community and their own hierarchy of that kind of thing. And this is kind of taking an ownership of, like, oh, I have something to offer or I want to explore that. It's the same thing of, like, not waiting for someone to give you an opportunity,
right.
but creating an opportunity.
Yeah. No, that's what's so fantastic. It's so responsive to that moment, you know what I mean? And it's so, I think, really inspiring that now teaching has become part of that movement, you know, away from the company model or away from that sort of, like, legitimizing, however, you know, we used to think of that.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And therefore, also, like, what you teach is kind of more... there's more possibilities or openness mm-hmm. because not that there are, you know, I mean, there's always that as you grow as a teacher, but there's not like a defined place of where you have to start from. So it's so interesting. Like when we started getting all the class descriptions and what people were deciding, I had a little taste of this when I was curating the spring festival last year.
Oh yeah. That must have been a good experience for this.
It was fun because we curated some classes, you know, actually a couple people that are repeating like Marissa Perel and, is teaching a workshop, and she taught in the festival also.
Oh, right.
I'm trying to think of other examples. Thanks. But anyway, yeah, it's really interesting. It's like part of it was like seeing people around that was like, yeah, I would love to get information about what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd love to
mm-hmm.
hear how
sure.
I'd love to hear how they articulate that. You know,
yeah. And that's the other thing that I wanted to touch on was that actually. You know, oftentimes we look at the teacher as being the source of information, but in fact, my experience in teaching has been, like, I feel like I end up learning so much. It's like the hidden secret of teaching, you know what I mean? So, so that it's to sort of bring that into this context, there's not that hierarchy of teachers either, you know what I mean? That there's this particular idea that this teacher has this information,
mm-hmm.
but instead that the teacher can be in the process of learning
mm-hmm.
In their own, you know, how they've constructed the class for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is something we were talking about a little bit earlier, but someone said to me, which I thought was a really nice way that she put it, was that teachers are learning on the job, you know, like when you start out as a teacher, you're learning on the job, and that process is really in the public eye, is how
mm-hmm.
she phrased mm-hmm. it, and it's really true, you know, especially in scenario where you go and there are these people that are expecting you to be this authority figure, kind of, and to have this, you know, sort of certain dynamic, and I feel like. We were interested in creating a space where people could, explore both as teachers and students together, and
mm-hmm.
And like develop their own ideas about it and their own process and their own practice of the teacher. And, you know, it's like, it's still an experiment, so we're still thinking and talking about different ideas. And, you know, and I feel like one thing I've been thinking, too, is, like, at different times in your life, like, different, at least for me, different points in my development as a dancer, different kinds of classes or different feelings about classes have been really valuable, mm-hmm. you know, and... You know, like, we had questions about, like, consistency, like, because we have so many different teachers, like, you know, like, you know, like, because there is the model of, like, one, you know, certain teachers teach in the city, like, ballet classes, and they're offered all the time, and you always know you're going to be able to go and return to them, and I think that that's really wonderful, too.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly where I'm going with this, but, like, we're just thinking about, you know, part of what we've been talking about is just different things that are valuable
mm-hmm,
for different people mm-hmm. and, like, about teaching and about, you know, just looking at, like, what people are looking for, what we're looking for, what mm-hmm. we want to cultivate, you know, mm-hmm. what mm-hmm. different people want to cultivate. And,
I think, yeah, it's interesting, like, it being in the role of being the teacher, one of the things that I thought was, we were talking about this a little bit before, but it was so nice was to take the economic pressure off of that. Because I think when that's in the mix, as often when the economic thing is in the mix, like, it puts a different kind of pressure on what it is that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like that, you know, you're teaching class, part of the thing you're trying to do is generate income from yourself.
Yeah.
So then there's this idea that you have to be responsive to the people that are coming in order to have, you know, a base of people that are, you know, going to be present, and mm-hmm. and you just never know, you know, if the thing that you're interested in is going to correspond with what anybody else is at that moment. So what seemed to me really cool is to take that pressure off
mm-hmm.
and create a space where it's not about trying to make that time profitable.
Yeah, well, part of our intention was to be able to make it profitable without...
Right, without the teacher bearing the burden of that.
Without there being a burden, yeah. I mean, part of the idea is that, like, it is one way for dancers to sustain themselves economically, teaching. And so, like, we wanted to kind of take the pressure off of, like, not being able to afford to go to class.
Yeah.
So we were able to, like, make the classes a little bit more affordable.
Yeah.
And to, you know, and for the teachers, definitely, so that they're being paid for their time. Like, even if two people, and since it is, like, an exploratory thing, you know, that, so if two people come to class, that they can be as invested in
mm-hmm.
in exploring and working with them as if 20 people were there.
Yeah.
But it's not a lesser experience,
right.
You know, but that they can still practice being a teacher, and they can still, like, try out ideas and have it be, you know, a fruitful time without feeling that, you know, like, I'm getting paid $10 for 2 hours, you know.
Sure. And then, in turn, the reflective sort of judgment that comes of oneself in that position, like, mm-hmm. why aren't people in my class,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
And how that sort of takes the energy away from the experience of being present within teaching.
Yeah, hopefully.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it alleviates that kind of, that stress level, which I feel like is so important. You know, if it's for that not to be there.
Yeah.
And or nor for you to have to rationalize teaching for all these other reasons, you know what I mean? But you can actually be getting something from the experience of teaching and also, you know, receiving the support that you need for that, for that time and that investment.
And I also feel like one thing I felt like I kind of lost the thought, but I was interested in, I think it's related to that, but in terms of, like, you were talking about, let's see if I can try to get this off back. But, like, in terms of, like, it being, like, an old model, like, in terms of there being a new model, I think it's sort of a similar thing, like changing what class can mean. Because mm-hmm. I think that, like, class can be such a, like, one thing that I was excited about was that, for me, class is also this, like, really valuable time to, like, develop relationships with people
right.
in the community, or, like, you know, peers, or, like, working relationships, or making connections, or just, like, learning things about each other, and, like, both artistically and socially, you know, and, like, how those two things can mm-hmm. kind of intersect. And I feel like it's kind of nice to play with a new model of that, too, you know? And I think it ties into what you were talking about, so that it's not just, like, there's one person teaching, you know, and you're going to that class to try to get a job.
Right.
Or something, right. You know? Like, I mean, I think that's not always the case, you know, and that's shifted a lot, but that the dynamic can be different and that class can be a time, and I think it is in a lot of classes, you know.
Oh,
in
sure,
a lot of classes,
sure.
But to really go in the direction of it being, like, a really creative exchange, you know, mm-hmm. and that, like, you know.
Yeah, you're so right. I mean, it's funny, just as a little, you know, aside, I remember when John Jaspers was having auditions, like the week or two leading up to that, my classes were packed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it felt so sad to me. I mean, not that it should have, but as a teacher, like, oh, people are viewing me as this vehicle towards John, and people are viewing class as mm-hmm. a chance to, like, get a job. And I think that that is, you know, like an old system, and
yeah.
that just doesn't function anymore. But it's interesting because on the good end of that, like, I think about my own creative process is just totally fueled by teaching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think about the people that I've met, just as you said, through the community of class, mm-hmm. it's extraordinary. And my last two big pieces were just completely inspired by people who, you know, take my class and that I've cultivated this relationship with, like you,
well,
you know?
Yeah, it's so interesting because I feel like I've been taking your class for a really long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's like I feel like I started taking your class at a point where I kind of released myself from taking class with people because I wanted to dance with them. You know, and I was just taking class sort of as a more of a practice for myself and because of what I got out of the actual, you know, time in that space. And, like, and I feel like that really made the whole thing a much freer and more mm-hmm, open mm-hmm. for more possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up developing into, like, a more, you know, a creative
yeah.
relationship, which is, you know, it's fascinating.
It is fascinating that it came from this completely different angle. And also myself, I started teaching before I started really making work.
Mm-hmm.
And so teaching was this other sort of, you know, point of departure for me to begin to think about material, to think about my relationships with people, to think about what's important to me,
yeah.
and to realize that, oh, I wanted to bring that experience into a world to be witnessed, not just from inside class. So class for me as a teacher has been like an opportunity, just as you say, to really tune into another sense of what community is in, you know, between us as dancers, and to use that as, not use, but sort of, you know, draw upon it for inspiration.
Yeah.
Because it's very, you know, it's such a tradition. I mean, you know what you say about, like, class, you know, like going to class and being present with other people. And so I love what you're talking about it also being a sense of, like, functioning to support community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I love dance class. I love going to dance
yeah,
class, you
yeah.
know? Like,
uh-huh.
I love...